In the morning, we'll start 70s. Throughout the day, clouds build into those thunderstorms and things heat up close to upper 80s. Several, if not many, cloud and or rain-cooled areas. Showers and thunderstorms each day over the weekend to continue. Scattered to likely. Morning lows 70s. Afternoons each day into the upper 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Gemstones, minerals, fossils, fine jewelry, hourly door prices, a two-day auction, and more. Win a beautiful amethyst cathedral. Drawing tickets, $1 a ticket or $6 for $5. At Baton Rouge's annual Gem and Mineral Show, August 13th and 14th, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., the Bar Dixon Expo Center, Gonzales. Admission $5, kids 5 to 12, $3. Military personnel free with ID. $1 off scouts and uniform. More info at brgemandmineral.org.
Satchmo Summerfest, presented by Chevron, is back this August 6th and August 7th at the New Orleans Jazz Museum at the Old U.S. Mint. Join friends and family to celebrate New Orleans' native son, Louis Satchmo Armstrong, for 2 days of live music, food, and discussions with Satchmo scholars. For more information, visit www.satchmosummerfest.org.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
I don't wanna be the bad guy. I don't wanna do your sleepwalk dance anymore. I just wanna see some.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We got to start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address. All from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com and, of course, on the Mixler app. Welcome to Thursday, almost the weekend, and you're back tonight. You tried to do the show last night, but unfortunately, the Mother Nature said no dice.
Mother Nature said negative, pal. Yeah, we're back up and running today. Had a little storm action going on last night, but like I said, it's not too, it's cloudy today, but it's, other than that, it's pretty quiet.
Well, I was listening to the Cardinal game earlier. They said it was 82 degrees, so I think you might not be doing too bad.
No, it's not too bad, not at all. We're doing a lot better than old Brittany Griner, that's for sure.
Yeah, how's that? I mean, I get it. That's Russia, but my God, you know, she got sentenced to 9 years in prison for what was a vape cartridge and cannabis oil.
Yep. That's Russia for you, man. I mean, we are sanctioning them, so yeah. They're going to do whatever they can to hit America where it hurts. So that doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't really surprise me either, because I think what the play is that they're, you know, that she had to plead guilty, and they had to, you know, they had to get this all done and convicted, so then they can work a negotiation with the United States to get her back, which, from what I'm reading, they're wanting a former arms dealer in exchange for her, which is absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, at the same time, it's ridiculous for her to sit in prison for 9 years over something that stupid, you know.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, man. I wouldn't want to be, I'm sure the conditions over there and how they're treating her, I'm sure it's bad, man. I'm sure it's real bad.
Yeah, it's not a position that I would want to be in. And to be honest with you, I mean, she got arrested, I think it was like, I want to say February 17th or something like that. I think it was like right when the whole thing with Ukraine started. So not a good time to be in Russia to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that she was there prior and she was leaving, you know, she was trying to get out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. But man, it's a bad deal, you know, and just ridiculous, and it's unfortunate. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, she broke the law. She had marijuana on her, a drug. I mean, come on, give me a break.
I don't even really consider that a drug anymore, really. I mean, it's
no, because I'll be honest with you, I just saw a video this morning of apparently Ric Flair has his own strain or whatever of marijuana called Ric Flair Drip. That dude's 73 years old and was firing a J and in the video. So
wow, I'd have to check that out. I didn't know that.
I didn't know either until this morning. And
yeah,
I mean,
I want to learn more about this. What Aaron Rodgers has been up to, whatever this psychedelic he's been. I was reading that last night and I was like, huh, no kidding.
I haven't read about that. I mean, it all checks out, you know, like he has not, well, he showed up to training camp looking like Nicolas Cage in Con Air.
Yeah, that was great.
I mean, I don't know what he's up to. I know he's got a new girlfriend, and from what I understand, she's a little hippy dippy type of a chick. And you know, they got matching tattoos, and who knows what he's up to, man. I never know what he's up to.
Yeah, I never know what's going on in there.
So yeah, man, I don't know. It's
he probably is going to need something, because no Devontae Adams, and his wide receiver core don't look too nice this year.
Yeah, I hear you. Is Cobb still on the team? Do you know?
I think so, but I mean, how long? That guy's got to be getting up there too.
Yeah, no, I just said that because he really pulled the cords to get him back on the team, and it really didn't benefit. There was really no benefit to that. I thought
no, there wasn't. I think they overpaid for him when they traded to get him back from the Cowboys, and you know, that was just to 100% to make Rodgers happy.
Yeah. Then you got the Cowboys sitting there, still the most expensive franchise. It's like, I think that means more to them than actually winning a Super Bowl. It's just what their worth is, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things, and I kind of think of it like the Cubs. You know, granted, the Cubs won a World Series and you know a few years ago, but it's the same philosophy. If you're going to sell merchandise and you're going to put people in the stands without really winning, there's not as much motivation to win, you know?
Yeah, I think that's the Cardinals are adopting that also.
Yeah, as long as you can get 3.5 million people through the turnstiles, that's what plays, and that's unfortunate because sometimes the rubber has to meet the road, and you gotta win. You know, getting close or making the playoffs is fine. A lot of teams would like that, but when you're the Cowboys or the Cardinals or you know some of these big time franchises in sports, you gotta win. You know, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah. You owe that to your fan base too. I mean,
yeah,
they're coming out paying the money, you know, as much as it costs to go to a ball game for a family of four anymore. You know, it's like you at least, you know, want to show up. I mean, they show up, but you know, wild card, that needs to extend to the, you know, NLCS and then the World Series, you know, at least that's what I hope.
Yeah, I hope so too. We can talk more about the Cardinals in a little bit, but I don't know. You know, it's one of those things too. Like, they're never going to, you know, the size of the market is also going to have a lot to do with it, but I don't know. Yeah. And after looking at the haul that Juan Soto, you know, they got for Juan Soto, still wouldn't have fixed the problem. You know, they would have maybe scored a couple more runs a game, but they're still going to give up 7 or 8. So,
yeah,
that's the way it goes. So, all right, well, let's take a break and we'll come back. We got some NFL to talk about with Deshaun Watson and the NFL. That saga continues, and then we'll talk since you weren't, I did the show by myself last night. So, I want to get your take on all of the trade deadline deals, not just the Cardinals Juan Soto deal, but all of it. And then we'll wrap things up with some Florida Man. So don't anybody go anywhere. We'll be back with more right after this.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower?
The Deshaun Watson saga continues. I thought it might be over, but nope, it's not over yet. And that's because yesterday the NFL appealed the 6-game suspension of Deshaun Watson, seeking a tougher penalty for violating the league's personal conduct policy. And I don't remember how much he was. I don't know if he was fined, but they want him monetarily fined as well, I believe. And they're seeking a minimum of 1 year. And he must also undergo treatment, which, you know what, for once, I'm in agreement with the league. I think this is a lot better, or at least headed a lot closer to what the punishment should actually have been.
Yeah, I totally agree, man. You know, it was ridiculous what that judge or whatever she claims herself to be to hand down that 6 games on him.
Mm-hmm.
What a joke. I mean, seriously?
Yeah.
So maybe Goodell's trying to save a little bit of face here for himself for being such a horse's patoot over these his whole career as a commissioner, and maybe he's gonna do the right thing.
Maybe, because they've certainly taken some PR hits in the last week with between the Dolphins and which we didn't even get to talk about that. Well, you and I haven't got to talk about that yet, but between the Dolphins tampering and the slap on the wrist that Deshaun Watson received, you know, it makes people wonder what the hell's going on, which if they weren't already asking what the hell's going on with that league. But the union, I'm sure, is not going to like what Goodell's up to. So they're going to have until Friday to file a written response to the NFL's appeal. And of course, the bottom line is I don't think that this suspension is even going to go down until probably later in the year, because you know where this is all hidden, don't you?
I think I do.
I believe it's heading to court, and yeah, they're gonna fight it out there over it. Which, you know, if it goes to court, it might he might not get the year, because you know court's gonna look at it like, well, no criminal charges were pressed against him, or you know, he wasn't indicted on anything. So you know, from that standpoint, he might not have more than 6 games, but he certainly needs it, and I think he certainly needs to seek treatment for sure. And
yeah, I mean, otherwise the slap on the wrist stuff is silly, man. I mean, because it doesn't do anything, you know.
Nah,
he doesn't give two craps about this, really. I mean, he may act like he does,
right,
but I don't even think he's acting like it. I mean,
no, yeah. I mean, he got paid, and they set him up to where he's not going to lose really any money for being suspended, you know, with most of his $200 million contract being backloaded past this season. I think that he has a salary of like $1 million this year, because they knew he's going to get suspended, so he doesn't lose that money, which is, you know, it is what it is, and you work the system, congratulations, but still a horrible look, and the NFL has to. They have to push the issue with this because of how awful it looks. And you know, like you talked about Calvin Ridley getting suspended for a year for betting on FanDuel or whatever on his own team. He gets a year, which, you know, it is what it is. He broke the rules. But if you're going to talk personal conduct, this is bad. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, it's real bad.
And then you have a team like the Dolphins, who, you know, they were trying to work something out with Tom Brady, and I actually read something today, and now it all makes sense. Do you remember him making the comment? I don't know if it was at the end of the season, but he was talking about that there was another team in play when he left the Patriots, but they pulled back and went with who he called a MF, you know. And and you know, he was quoted as saying, "You're going with that blanking guy." And so now it makes sense. If it was the Dolphins, they had Ryan Fitzpatrick at the time. Mm-hmm. So all those pieces are starting to come together, but you know, but them trying, you know, Brian Flores saying that they were telling him that they'd give him $100,000 for tanking per game that he lost. And then you're trying to weasel in on Coach Payton. Yeah. What, you know, come on, give me a break.
Some shenanigans in South Beach, that's for sure.
You know, yeah. And I don't know what the end game is, because truthfully, yeah, they have Tyreek
Hill. Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. U.S. Senate candidate Luke Mixon says even though he's pro-life, he believes the abortion bans in states like Louisiana are too radical. There's a list of medical exemptions in Louisiana that center around the health of the mother and the fetus, but Mixon says doctors are still concerned if they perform an abortion based on one of those exemptions.
There's nothing pro-life about threatening prosecution or jail time for a mother who chooses to terminate a pregnancy that threatens her very own life.
Mixon says he would vote to legalize abortions in the federal law if elected. NOAA slightly revises their predictions for the Atlantic hurricane season to 14 to 20 named storms, in which 6 to 10 could become hurricanes. 90% of all Atlantic tropical cyclone activity occurs from August to October, and that's why lead forecaster Matthew Rosencarens says they've revised their predictions in August.
Please keep in mind that NOAA's hurricane season outlook is a general guide to the overall seasonal activity and does not specifically predict landfalling storms.
LRN.
For nearly half a century, Tiger Ag Magazine has covered all things LSU sports. The 2003 National Championship with Coach Nick Saban. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. The 2007 National Championship with Coach Les Miles. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. And the undefeated season of the 2019 National Championship with Coach Ed Orgeron. Tiger Rag was there. With coverage from the practice field to the hoisting of the trophy. But in all these years of LSU sports moments, there has never been a more exciting time to be a Tiger fan than now. A new era has arrived at Tiger Stadium. Coach Brian Kelly has arrived in Baton Rouge with aspirations of grasping the one thing that has eluded his illustrious career, a national championship.
It takes hard work. It takes a commitment.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there every step of the way as Coach Kelly attempts to solidify his status in Louisiana immortality. Follow each moment with Tiger Rag Magazine on newsstands now, online at TigerRag.com.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. Satchmo Summerfest, presented by Chevron, is back this August 6th and August 7th at the New Orleans Jazz Museum at the Old U.S. Mint. Join friends and family to celebrate New Orleans' native son, Louis Satchmo Armstrong, for 2 days of live music, food, and discussions with Satchmo scholars. For more information, visit www.satchmosummerfest.org.
Radio show, and the trade deadline passed on Tuesday at 5 o'clock, and we talked a little bit about it last night, but we're going to talk more about it because there's a lot to talk about with everything that happened, and wanted to get your take on it, Rudy. And I think I'll ask you, but I think I know what the answer is. Who do you think won the deadline?
Well, I think it was the Padres. You know, yeah. How could you have not? But in turn, they gave up a lot, and that could, you know, whether they can keep him past this 2 years, 2.5 years or whatever it is, that's going to be the bread and butter of the deal, I would say. And, you know, if Tatis's health, you know, because, I mean, Soto's a good hitter, but he's not like a – I wouldn't call him a gold glover out there. So, I mean, he's a – no, you know – he's that type of player, but you know, and how can you go wrong with what the Cardinals did? I'm teasing.
Yeah.
It was a typical deadline for the St. Louis Cardinals that we're used to. But I think the other real winner would have, you'd have to say the Yankees, because they bettered their team. Andrew Benintendi, he's a good ball player, man. And you know, for them to be able to get him and Montas. And I think that's, you know, they're just making their team better than it already is, and they're pretty damn good. So we'll see.
Yeah, them getting the only thing that the Jordan Montgomery to the Cardinals, I don't think that's awful. That would have been a good secondary pickup. I think he's going to be okay. But getting rid of Harrison Bader, I think, is addition by subtraction. That's the only thing with the Yankees. I don't know why you'd want him, but, you know, he is a Gold Glove defender. I'll give him that. But, man, he can't hit. He hits with 220, something like that. But, yeah, the Yankees, they didn't hurt themselves any with getting Montas and Trevino. And not only that, but for whatever reason, I don't know if the Dodgers were day drinking on Tuesday, but they traded and got Joey Gallo off of them. And he's hitting 159 this year with, I don't know how many hits he's gotten in the last week, but I know last week I saw he had 37 hits, and Aaron Judge hit more home runs than he had hits this year. Yeah. So I don't know what the Dodgers are doing with that guy. Maybe, you know, he was an all-star at one point. He certainly always has been a strikeout victim. But he was a two-time all-star. So maybe they're hoping they can resurrect his career and get away from New York. But, I don't know about all that.
Yeah. It's kind of weird when you think about it, because, you know, Gallo was in New York and he was struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Very bad. And you know, old Matt Carpenter comes to town, which he couldn't do. He couldn't do anything right in St. Louis. And then he's playing lights out right now for the Yankees. So
yeah, he's hitting, I don't know, 310.
I don't know if it was that mustache.
I don't know.
Nasty Nestor got a hold of him and taught him something. But
might have.
You know, kudos to him.
Well, and you know, the thing that got overshadowed in all of this too was Josh Hader going to the Padres also. And I mean, we can talk about Taylor going the other way, going to the Brewers, but I don't think the Brewers won that trade by any means. I mean, I think they got the short end of the stick on the whole deal. And I saw it today that Lamet, one of the pitchers that they got in return, they're DFAing him today. So
yeah, doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because Hader, he was shut down, man.
I mean
he was, when he's on, he's one of those shut down guys, kind of like, you know, Chapman was 5 years ago. But yeah, that's shocking. And another thing that shocked me was the Cubs, they didn't trade Contreras or Happ.
Yeah, there's no point in keeping those guys. You're not getting any. They're not going to make the postseason. Let's face facts. And you're not going to probably be able to keep Contreras. If you are, you know, more power to you. But they would go against everything you're trying to accomplish. And then also on top of it, you didn't get rid of him, but you gave up your whole bullpen.
Yeah, it was kind of silly, man. I mean, the only thing I could think of, and I know that, I mean, this was just a theory. It's like, were they told to hang on to these guys? So, I mean, the Field of Dreams game that they're going to be playing in isn't such a wash, because, I mean,
yeah, seriously. They're playing the Reds, aren't they?
Who wants to watch either one of those teams? And how the hell, I mean, who booked that?
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, come on. Even last year, I mean, when it was booked, obviously.
Yeah.
Who? Why?
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, neither team's. I'm just gonna end it right there because everybody knows what I'm thinking. It's mm-hmm. goofy.
Yeah, and the Reds continued there again. You want to talk about somebody else that the Padres got? They ended up with the third baseman from the Reds, who's had a really good year. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Drury?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I don't know what possibly. I mean, at that point, anything that that didn't go to the Nationals, was it? You just basically took whatever in return, because the Brewers, their minor league prospects that they got in return for Hader, they're not even in AAA, I don't believe. So you gave up your closer for and when you're three games up in a pennant chase, which that doesn't make sense. But then you got the Reds, and I actually do feel for the Reds fans, because who the hell are you going to go see? I guess you go see Joey Votto. That's what you get to see when you go to the ballpark. But yeah, you're right, man. Who I could care less about watching the Field of Dreams game this year, and I actually really enjoyed it last year. I thought it was cool, but I don't care about the Reds, and not just because we're Cardinal fans, but you know, when you're going after the Yankees, you would probably have to go with the other team that's won the most World Series championships and has that storied franchise, and that would be the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah,
you know, why not a Cardinals Dodgers game? You know, those are two storied franchises that would be interesting. But
I mean,
or Cardinals Red Sox.
Yeah, or Dodgers Giants. There's a lot of matchups you can do. It's crazy that they've done that.
And the tickets are out astronomical to go to that game too, which I don't know why. I mean, could you imagine paying thousands of dollars to go watch? You're essentially going to watch the two minor league teams play each other in a cornfield in Iowa.
Yeah.
If somebody told you that, would you? And oh, by the way, we're going to charge you $1,000 a seat. You would have to, you know, ask them if they're on drugs.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, whoever put this on the books should have known last year that either one of these damn teams was going to be even in a wild card race. And you know, I know you can't predict the future year out, but you know, you should have a good idea the teams that would be fighting for a spot or in contention, and you want to get those teams in there. What better of a game would it be to see, you know, like we talked about, the Yankees playing the Blue Jays, or, you know, something that I know the Yankees got that division wrapped up pretty much, but you know, even like the Central Division where it's tight in the AL, like the White Sox, let them get in there. I mean, I know they were in it last year, but they won. Let it be like a make it take it, you know, you get to stay till you lose, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Even if you did something like the defending world champion too, because the Braves would be another good one to see there.
Exactly.
But I mean, who you want to put out there next? You want to go Nationals and the Marlins? Put that game in there. That somebody would be really interested in that.
Yeah.
But they did announce today, Major League Baseball announced Cardinals and Cubs are going to be playing a series in London. So watch out.
Yeah, it's going to be something else. Austin Powers is going to be proud.
Yeah. So whatever. I don't know. The things that Rob Manfred does, and I just don't understand. And I talked about it last night with Vin Scully not passing away about, you know, we talked about it a week or so ago about how boring it is watching baseball games with some of these teams, commentators and announcers. And you know, Vin Scully's probably the last of the great play-by-play guys, you know, that the rest of them are either goofballs or they don't know what they're talking about, or they're just boring. Boring.
Yeah, and among the ones that are, you know, like that do the national broadcasts, I don't even know if he still does them, but I don't mind Bob Costas that much.
No, he does the MLB games, I think, once in a while.
Okay, but that's really about it. And, you know, Jack Buck, I don't dislike him, but sometimes he could say some goofy stuff, but, you know, I don't hate him as much as, you know, people make it out to be on, you know, social media about him, but
you mean all Mike the good. Shannon?
Yeah. 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 But,
yeah.
Yes.
It's there's not those characters anymore in the booth. I'll just put it that way. You know, yeah, the Jack Bucks, Mike Shannons, Harry Carey's, Vin Scully's, you know, those guys are all, those are all gone. And now you're going to deal with the clowns on Apple Plus and, you know, whatever.
Yep.
You know, even we were talking about watching the All-Star game. It was so boring with those guys that they had half the team mic'd up so they could talk to them, which was, it was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. And I don't know. So that's my two cents on the state of baseball. I think a lot of things need to change. And starting, I think, with salary cap, that would be a great place to start.
Yeah, it would be, man. That would be good. Baseball is a game of concentration, man. And you can't have an earbud in your ear talking to the million, however many people that were watching the game. That's just like crazy to me. Crazy. Yeah.
For sure. All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll wrap it up with some Florida Man. So don't anybody go anywhere.
I don't want to do your sleepwalk dance anymore. I just want to see some palm trees. I won't try and shake away this disease. We could live beside the ocean.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to CoolCaraffe.com to see the video. CoolCaraffe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at CoolCaraffe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. CoolCaraffe.com is a Louisiana company. CoolCaraffe.com.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
We once again join our partners Stand Up to Cancer in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Since 2008, Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches have delivered a powerful, determined message that we, together, we'll defeat cancer.
I'm Matt Damon.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
Jordana Brewster.
Zachary Levi.
I'm Uzo Aduba.
Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
So join Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
All right, thank you for sticking around. around for the Something to Say radio show. And it's Thursday, the last segment. So that means we need to make our trip to Florida and check in on those good folks and see what they are up to with our weekly installment of Florida Man.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, so you know, there's not a week goes by that there's not some type of story about somebody being naked and doing something weird in Florida, is there?
No. Never, well, ever.
Never, ever, never, ever. So this one, I don't know where this comes from, just CBS 12, and doesn't tell me. Sebastian, Florida. And the headline is, Naked Florida Man Hurls Urn Full of Ashes During an Argument. After throwing an urn containing a family member's ashes at someone, a naked man from Sebastian was arrested early Saturday morning. And according to the Sebastian Police Department, 46-year-old Scott Cornwell got into a heated argument with the victim, which escalated when Cornwell threw a glass-style urn at their head. As police officers arrived on the scene, they found the victim at a neighbor's house. Their face had multiple swollen, bloody masses bursting open. The victim was transported to the Sebastian Hospital, where it was later discovered they had a fractured nasal cavity. Officers began to surround Cornwell's home. The victim warned the police that Cornwell owned multiple firearms. Police say they attempted to call Cornwell multiple times over the phone, but by knocking on the windows, but there was no response. The police department said after an hour, Cornwell left his home completely nude and was taken into custody by the police. He was charged with aggravated battery. Now, why, oh why, would you want to go to jail naked?
Well, the only thing I could think of is, I mean, you won't forget any if you left anything there. Or it's an easier checkout process because you don't gotta, you know, get your belongings back. You just slide on out, you know.
Put your Crocs on and just head for home.
Yep. Do it.
Yeah. Well, unbelievable. So this next one. Let's see. This is actually in the New York Post. But the headline is Florida Man, and in quotations, I guess he calls himself Redbeard, steals an $1,800 parrot and abandons it, authorities say. A Florida man known locally as Redbeard is facing charges after he kidnapped his roommate's parrot. Ugh, that was hard to say. Left it injured and alone at a bus stop, authorities said. Justin Peters, 40 years old, of Summerlin Key, was arrested Tuesday after pilfering the Electus parrot named Piper from a 37-year-old woman in June and has been charged with grand theft and animal cruelty, according to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. The $1,800 bird's owner told police that she instructed Peters to never let it out of her cage and remove it from their residence. On the 14th of June, she called police to say Piper had been stolen. And the day before that, a witness told deputies that he spotted a man, Redbeard, later identified as Peters at a bus stop later noted that he was gone but left the bird behind on a bench. The man scooped up the parrot and called authorities and attempted to locate the bird's owner, police said. Piper was returned to her owner, and a vet later found that it had suffered broken bones, a dislocated hip, and blunt force trauma to one side of her body. And they've since put a GoFundMe out for $500 to pay for the medical bills for the bird. And surveillance video tied Redbeard to the bus stop. Little ironic that you call yourself Redbeard and you go stealing parrots. Maybe somebody thinks that they're a pirate.
Yeah. What kind of idiot beats up a bird? I mean,
right.
Way to go, Redbeard.
Right. We got time for one more, and this comes from clickorlando.com. And this guy, this instance happened in Melbourne, Florida, at a Walmart. Headline reads, Florida man arrested on a DUI charge after driving scooter into Walmart shelves, police say. The 39-year-old man was arrested on allegations of driving a motorized scooter while drunk and crashing it into shelves Sunday at Walmart in Melbourne, police said. According to the Melbourne police, the man was driving a Walmart scooter and had his open backpack sitting in the scooter basket where an open bottle of Smirnoff vodka could be seen. Police said the man was seen swaying in the scooter and running into shelves, and he nearly struck other customers. Police said the man had glassy eyes and smelled like alcohol. The scooter driver was unresponsive when he was asked to show his ID and had to be taken to a patrol vehicle on a stretcher. The man refused a breath test and was then taken into custody. The man was booked into the Brevard County Jail, which is where a lot of our stories come from, on charges of DUI, refusal with prior citation, disorderly intoxication, and possession of an open container. There you go. Have you ever heard of anything like that? Getting a DUI, getting a DUI on a Walmart motorized cart.
Unreal, man. I don't. That poor, that poor, poor police department in that,
oh my
that
God.
City, man.
They have to make at least six figures to make it even worthwhile to work there.
Yeah, and probably have to take like stay up to date on these courses to deal with these idiots, man. I mean, wow, they go above and beyond. Yeah. Kudos to them.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, that's all the time we got for tonight. We need to get out of here, and we can come back for more tomorrow. So I will talk to you after a while. And until tomorrow, we'll just play Gloria.
For more Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Ephelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Ephelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Ephelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876. Or find us on the web at effelinas.com.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S.
taxpayer expense. Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit getagameplan.org. Brought to you by the Louisiana Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. officials are declaring monkeypox a public health emergency as cases continue to rise across the country, a move aimed at speeding up the distribution of the monkeypox vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky also saying this will help further educate people on the virus and what they can do to protect themselves.
We've worked to put resources into the hands of people at highest risk of contracting monkeypox to allow them to protect themselves directly through social media and through trusted partners in communities across the country.
Police are investigating after shoppers at the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota were locked down following an active incident involving shots fired. No word if there are any injuries. Officials with the mall say it appears to have been an isolated incident. USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Jurors are back in a Florida court after visiting the crime scene of the Parkland school shooting massacre. Convicted killer Nicholas Cruz stayed behind as a group walked the halls of Madry Stoneman Douglas High School earlier on Thursday. They went into classrooms where the shooting took place in 2018 and were not allowed to touch anything or speak. Jurors will decide if Cruz will face the death penalty or get life in prison. AAA says average gas prices in the United States have fallen about 86 cents a gallon in recent weeks. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Donnells tells Fox Business that the Biden administration has not caused this decline.
Listen, global demand for oil is down. The future market price for oil is actually down over the last couple of months. And when oil prices go down, gas prices tend to go down. And the reason why that has occurred is because futures markets are looking at a recession.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Arizona Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema is reportedly interested in restructuring tax measures in the Inflation Reduction Act. Appearing on Fox Business, Oklahoma Republican Congressman Kevin Hearn says he is concerned the legislation will worsen inflation.
Well, listen, American people know that spending is what got us into this almost 10% inflation. And now the Democrats want to spend more. It's just more of the same. They're not listening to the American people, and we're going to have inflation run rampant for years.
The rain chance returns tomorrow and is coming back slightly in the morning, increasing to become likely. There's scattered thunderstorm shower activity tomorrow afternoon. In the morning, we'll start 70s. Throughout the day, clouds build into those thunderstorms and things heat up close to upper 80s. Several, if not many, cloud and or rain-cooled areas. Showers and thunderstorms each day over the weekend to continue. Scattered to likely. Morning lows 70s. Afternoons each day into the upper 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Gemstones, minerals, fossils, fine jewelry, hourly door prices, a two-day auction, and more. Win a beautiful amethyst cathedral. Drawing tickets, $1 a ticket or $6 for $5. At Baton Rouge's annual Gem and Mineral Show, August 13th and 14th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., the Bar Dixon Expo Center, Gonzales. Admission $5, kids 5 to 12, $3, military personnel free with ID, $1 off scouts and uniform. More info at brgemandmineral.org.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
All right. Got a major echo. Can you do something about that, Patty? Patty. Okay. Yeah, that took care of it. For any merchant marine personnel out there flying the American flag and who works on shipping articles, they may not even have them anymore. They should, because they're still used, and the major shipping companies were using them when I was run out of the industry by the Coast Guard. Do not sign your shipping articles in advance. You sign them at payoff and don't sign them until you pay off, until all matters are resolved to your liking. Do not. They say, we have you sign them just in case you fall and injured and something happens to you or something, you know, or whatever. The ship's captain is not your friend. I hate to tell you that. You might think he is. He's the chief engineer and chief mate and yada yada. It's not so. If you are a merchant marine, American flag, if there are any left, there's very few left. If you are a merchant marine, an engineering officer, or a mate, do not sign your shipping articles in advance. It's a scam. The Coast Guard's in on it. Coast Guard. They pretend they're the shipping commissioner. They pretend the ship's captain is the shipping commissioner. There is no shipping commissioner. Congress defunded the position. It is a shipping commissioner. They are drawing the rights under 46 USC 239G, which is the Shipping Commissioners Act. It's specific to that law, that act, and the Coast Guard has lost all jurisdiction for 46 USC. They only have jurisdiction for 33 USC, which is navigation.
Navigation. So how an engineer could be accused of, I wasn't even accused of anything, of affecting navigation when he showed up and did his job and signed off one ship. This is all, and I want to be clear, this is all part and parcel of getting rid of the United States Merchant Marine, which we had the biggest one after World War II. Now we have one ranked the 44th or something like that. It's focused on getting rid of the Merchant Marine, the American flagged Merchant Marine. All the MEVA ships and AMO ships and MM&P, Master Mates and Pilots ships, if there are any left, they get rid of the radio operators. They made the chief mate do that, and you know they got rid of all of these billets. Eventually, very shortly, they want to move to unmanned vessels. So it gets repaired in port. And, I guess where they're going to port, China. So instead of working on board American flag ship, which the laws then go to the flag of the ship, American flag means American laws. They have taken away all of our cabotage laws, the laws that protect our, you know, just look at the number of cruise ships that are foreign flag for flag of convenience. I also wanted to mention that, this going on in America today is the Brotherhood of Death. It's Skull and Bones 322, because when they charged me under the Bush administration, George W. Bush is a member of Skull and Bones, or the Brotherhood of Death, Lodge 322. So is John Kerry. The Brotherhood of Death. The Brotherhood of Death. They like to, you know, we had one guy, he's a first assistant engineer on APL ship. He's a permanent. He died in one of the planes on 9/11. And I heard, I was in the room, and the union answered the call for his wife. She called distraught, looking for help. And the union's supposed to have huge, enormous rights and protections. Admiralty and maritime is huge. I know that the union, MEVA, it's so corrupt. I saw, excuse me, so many things. Glad handing jobs to their buddies, not letting, I'm a merchant marine, a marine engineer, but I went to a federal service academy, and they were giving there is a lawsuit about this. They're giving jobs to MEBA graduates, guys who had 2 years of MEBA engineering school only. I had 4 years at the military.